All right, so we're back and ready to explore how Australian ingenuity and technology are going to play a crucial role in this energy transformation.
Yeah, it's really fascinating.
It's like we're trading in our old rotary phone for a supercomputer.
Yeah, that's a great analogy because this future grid needs to be constantly learning and adapting and optimizing in real time.
So we need some serious data analytics, decision support systems, and operations management tools to handle all the unpredictable nature of renewables.
Right, and all those decentralized energy flows we were talking about.
So are we basically talking about developing a whole new type of energy software?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond just software.
Okay.
We need a fusion of IT and what we call operational technology, or OT,
Okay.
to create this seamless flow of data and control across the entire energy ecosystem.
So give me an example.
So think about systems that can predict energy demand, optimize the output of solar and wind farms, manage battery storage, and even coordinate the charging and discharging of millions of electric
This
vehicles,
in real time.
all in real time.
So that's a crazy amount of data to crunch and coordinate. Can Australian companies really handle all this?
Yeah, they absolutely can. And this shift towards a decentralized consumer-centric model opens up this whole new playing field for them.
Okay.
Because you see, in the past, the industrial ICT solutions for large-scale generation and network management were dominated by these big multinational companies.
Right.
But this new energy landscape creates a huge market for Australian companies to innovate and develop cutting-edge solutions.
So it's like this whole new energy ecosystem is emerging,
Yeah.
and Australian companies are in a prime position to take the lead.
Precisely. So we're talking about consumer-facing solutions, support systems for energy retailers,
Okay.
and even environmental monitoring tools to help regulators keep up with all this rapid change.
So, like apps that allow you to track your home energy use or buy and sell energy from your neighbors?
Exactly. Or even participate in programs that reward you for reducing your consumption during peak times.
It's really putting the power back in the hands of the consumer.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, all this talk about innovation reminds me of Daintree Networks,
Oh, yeah.
that Australian company that was acquired by GE a while back.
Yeah.
They were really pioneers in using the Internet of Things and wireless technology for intelligent energy
Yeah,
management.
in commercial buildings,
Right.
which is fantastic. It really shows the ingenuity and that entrepreneurial spirit within the Australian ICT sector.
But let's be realistic for a second.
Sure.
Technology can't solve every challenge, right?
Right? You can't just build a super smart grid and expect everyone to magically change their energy consumption habits overnight.
We need that human element.
Yeah, absolutely. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's only part of the equation.
So we need to focus on behavior change.
Yeah.
And maybe even more importantly, transparency.
Absolutely. And that reminds me that Australian energy regulators report on the 2016 South Australia blackout.
Oh, yeah, that was a major wake-up call for the whole energy sector.
It was, and it really highlighted the importance of clear communication and transparency.
Especially as we're introducing all these new types of energy generation and consumption into the mix, right?
Yeah, exactly. Consumers need to understand how these changes are impacting the system as a whole
Right.
and how their individual actions can actually contribute to a more resilient and sustainable grid.
So what if people could see exactly how much energy their appliances were using,
Right.
or the real-time impact of turning off lights and unplugging devices?
Yeah, that kind of transparency can really empower people to make more informed choices.
So it's about empowering consumers to become active participants in this energy transition,
Yeah.
not just passive receivers of electricity.
Exactly. And that's where ICT comes back into play.
Okay.
Think about user-friendly interfaces, smart meters that give you real-time feedback on your energy use and platforms that allow consumers to control their home energy systems.
It sounds like we're moving away from this model where resilience was just something that happened behind the scenes,
Yeah.
managed by experts and engineers.
Right.
Now consumers are directly involved in maintaining a stable and reliable grid.
Yeah, that's a pretty big shift in mindset.
It is. And that shift requires trust and transparency,
Yeah.
which can be fostered by these innovative ICT solutions.
Absolutely. But we also need to think about the regulatory landscape.
Okay.
Because as we move towards this more decentralized dynamic grid,
Yeah.
regulations and market structures need to adapt as well.
That makes sense. So, what kind of regulatory changes are needed? Do we need to completely overhaul the existing system?
Well, it's more about evolution than revolution.
Okay.
We need regulations that are flexible enough to accommodate all these new technologies and business models,
Yeah.
but also robust enough to ensure fairness and stability in the market.
It's a delicate balancing act.
It is, and it requires collaboration between policymakers, industry stakeholders, and technology experts.
It's fascinating to think about how this whole shift towards a decentralized grid might impact the role of traditional utilities.
Yeah.
I mean, if consumers are generating and storing their own energy and even trading amongst themselves,
yeah.
What happens to the big power companies? Will they become obsolete?
That's a great question, and there's a lot of debate about that. I bet. Some experts argue that utilities will need to adapt and evolve.
Okay.
Become more like platform providers or energy service companies.
Okay.
They might offer a wider range of services beyond just delivering electrons.
Like what?
Well, like managing distributed energy resources, offering energy efficiency programs, or providing data analytics and grid management services.
So instead of just selling kilowatt hours, they become energy advisors or facilitators.
Exactly. But others believe that the rise of prosumers could lead to a more fragmented and competitive energy market.
Okay.
With new players emerging and challenging those traditional utilities.
Mm-hmm. Only time will tell.
Yeah, it's like watching a whole new industry being born.
It's a really exciting time to be following this space. For sure, it does sound like we're on the cusp of a major disruption in the energy sector.
Yeah.
And digital technologies are right at the heart of it.
Yeah, but we can't forget about the potential risks that come with this increased reliance on technology.
Especially when it comes to cybersecurity.
Absolutely. That's a crucial aspect of this transformation that we need to address.
Yeah, because as we're moving towards the smarter, more connected grid, we need to make sure that it's secure and resilient against cyber attacks.
Absolutely.
That's a great point. Maybe we should save that discussion for our next installment.
Yeah, it deserves its own deep dive.
It really does. Cybersecurity is a critical piece of the puzzle, and we'll delve into that in detail when we return.